Foreign ministers of the G7 group of leading industrial nations meeting in Capri in Italy have urged all parties to work to prevent further escalation in the Middle East after drone attacks on Iran overnight, widely regarded as the work of Israel. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, has called on countries in the region to show maximum restraint. In a message on social media at the conclusion of the G7 meeting, Mr. Borrell said, "We have to stop the war in Gaza and avoid it expanding to the rest of the region." According to US officials, Israel struck a military facility in central Iran last night. The attack, apparently in retaliation for Iran's drone and missile strike on Israel last weekend, didn't cause any significant damage, with Iran downplaying its impact. Asked about the attack, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he's not going to speak to reported events, but he said the US had not been involved in any offensive operations.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on, what the G7 is focused on, and again, it's reflected in our statement and in our conversation, is our work to de-escalate tensions, to de-escalate from any potential conflict. You saw Israel on the receiving end of an unprecedented attack, but our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict. And that remains our focus.
US Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Let's talk now to Middle East analyst with the BBC, Sebastian Usher, who's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Sebastian, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. This apparent drone attack was on an area in which there's a concentration of Iranian nuclear facilities and military installations. What at this stage is known about what happened?
It's still not entirely clear. I mean, the reason for that is that the main source we have is the Iranian state media. And as you said in an introduction, it's really played down this incident quite strongly. Even the president, President Raisi, the Iranian president, was actually speaking since this attack happened, and he didn't actually mention it. And on the other side, the Israeli side, as is their wont, the Israeli government hasn't given any public confirmation of what happened. I think there's no doubt that this was a strike carried out by Israel. We had, again, as you were saying, off the record in terms of who the officials are, but US officials saying that it was Israel, and also the Italian foreign minister at the G7 saying that the US had informed the ministers there that the US did get some forewarning from Israel last minute that this attack was going to happen. As you say, where it happened, it seems to be over Isfahan, which is where there's quite a large number of military industrial facilities. It includes an important facility in Iran's nuclear program. It's also where there's an airbase which hosts F-14s that Iran has. That may well be what the target was, and it may well be that the message that Israel was sending is that, yes, this is a limited attack. It's not meant to cause casualties, not meant to cause major damage, but we know where these facilities are and we can hit them if we want to. Mm.
Now, the Iranian government had warned that any further action by Israel would elicit a response from the regime in Tehran. But if they're playing this down, does that mean that it might be possible to say these exchanges, this tit-for-tat, these tit-for-tat attacks could be over?
I think it's a little bit early to say that. I think what we can say with some confidence is that this isn't an escalation, but it would only really be if the Iranian authorities decided that they wanted to take it another step higher. What Iran was reacting to last week when it launches unprecedented strike on Israel, hundreds of drones, 300 drones and missiles, none of which caused any casualties or any major damage then. I think that was baked into the attack from the start because of Israel's defensive system, because of the work by its allies, the US, the UK, etc. But it was in response what Iran did to an attack before that, which again, Israel didn't claim responsibility for, but everyone pretty much believes and knows that it was Israel on its consulate in Damascus with two senior generals being killed. I think that what has happened overnight would not be regarded by Tehran as on that level. So Iran, even less than Israel, wants to go into an all-out confrontation. So it would be a surprise if Iran used this as an opportunity to escalate further.
We know that after the successful repelling of the Iranian missiles over the weekend. Sebastian, President Biden had urged the Israelis to quote, take the win. Does it look like that US influence has borne fruit?
I think it does. I mean, I think the Netanyahu government hasn't been listening to the US as it's increased its criticism of the military strategy and the civilian casualties in Gaza. But it has listened to the US over this issue at the moment. And that may be because, as things are, it's not in the Israeli government, in Netanyahu's interests, to take Iran on fully right now. I mean, one can't rule that out. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu has for years been saying that this is essential. He has been calling for the strongest possible international effort against Iran, including attacks. So I don't think we can rule that out entirely, but for now it doesn't seem to be what he's after. There is speculation, and we have heard this again from unnamed US officials, that this may be some kind of a quid pro quo. The US has been very, very strongly calling on the Israeli government not to pursue a major military operation into the southernmost town of Rafah in Gaza, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are now living. The Israeli government, Netanyahu, its military, has said it's essential in order to achieve its aim of eradicating Hamas completely. That's what it must do. It may be that the US has got Israel to rein itself in on this level in the confrontation with Iran, but that may be a payoff in terms of giving more free rein to Israel in Rafah.
Right. And if the US is exerting pressure on Israel, is there any outside party exerting pressure on the Iranians?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, we have heard from Russia, which is close to Iran, calling for a de-escalation as well, although putting the real responsibility of this on Israel, as you would expect. I think, I mean, Iran, as I've said, doesn't really have a real gain in the end to take Israel on directly. It's managed to avoid that for years. The shadow war that everyone talks about, that the two countries have essentially been fighting, has suited Iran to an extent, because Iran has its strength in its proxies around the region. Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen, there are militias in Iraq, and so on and so forth. And it's accomplished quite a lot in terms of being able to push its agenda in the Middle East through that, which doesn't take up a huge amount. I mean it does. It's expensive, but it doesn't take up a massive amount of its finances, which are in a very bad state. And it doesn't commit its military, and Iran's military is not anywhere near the strength of Israel. So in a direct confrontation, Iran would be the loser.
Very good. We'll leave it there. Sebastian, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us. That's Sebastian Usher there from the BBC.